And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of November, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who gave the piece of writing advice: whenever you feel an impulse to perpetrate a piece of exceptionally fine writing, obey it wholeheartedly and delete it before sending your manuscript to press. Murder your darlings. Sir Arthur Quiller Couch, born in Cornwall, 1863, writer, anthologist. It's the birthday of Voltaire, born Paris, 1694, the great satirist, who was thrown out of Paris for the first time when he was just 21 for writing a poem critical of the king. He came back to France and then insulted the royal family again. That time they threw him into the Bastille for almost a year. Voltaire spent much of his life fleeing or being sent into exile, where he would manage to offend somebody in the country which had offered him shelter. Finally returned to Paris just before he died in 1778, he said in his final farewell, "I die adoring God, loving my friends, not hating my enemies, and detesting superstition." It's the birthday of Isaac Bashevis Singer, born in Poland, 1904, came from a family of rabbis, grew up in a Jewish quarter of Warsaw, emigrated to this country in 1935, and composed his dozens of short story collections, his novels, his memoirs, almost entirely in Yiddish, such as his short story Yentl, the Yeshiva Boy, which was made into a movie, which Singer himself despised because of its happy, hopeful ending. When he received the Nobel Prize in 1978, he delivered part of his acceptance speech in Yiddish. Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Harrison, entitled "The Shoulders of Women." Bored by the featureless speeches at the fundraising dinner, I scan the hotel ballroom for something to look at and discover, thank God for sleeveless dresses, the shoulders of women, pale moons aglow above the linen-covered tables, smooth and rounded like the neighboring breasts. They are less obvious and more complex, their inner mechanism of muscle, tendon, cartilage, and bone giving detail and highlights to their contours, making more exquisite the way the skin is pulled taut across the clavicle's diagonal ridge, then dips into that shallow well above it, the way it curves down, then up again, unseen, into the nether hollow of the underarm, that tender pocket, the shoulder's hidden nest. The speaker patters on about how there has never been a more important time than now, and I have to agree, because when will I ever see a collection of shoulders as marvelous as this? I feel blessed to have been let in on this open secret. All over the room, women revealing the rounded upper corners of their nakedness. And when the speeches finally end, I applaud not for what was said, but for these women, for the shoulders they have so generously given. The Shoulders of Women, a poem by Jeffrey Harrison from Into Daylight, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving, to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.